All right, Andrew, go ahead and tell us about yourself. Tell us about what how you got started and stuff, and what you do to if there's someone listening and they're just starting out in the industry, let them know a little bit about your background and your struggle, and then how you kind of get yourself out there as well. So go ahead, go take it.
Good morning, guys. Well, good afternoon, actually. It's 12 o'clock where I'm at. My name's Andrew Anthony Gonzalez, aka also known as Young Legacy. I started rapping at the age of 13, I started going through problems, started going to church, but other than that, I can tell you that living with God was the best thing I could have made, because without God, nothing's possible. The devil tries to chase you, tries to bring you down. But what I can say is that living these past 8 years with God have been amazing, I've been running with him, doing everything that I can for him, living up to him. And every day I get on my knees, every day and night before I go to work, I get on my knees, give the Lord thanks for another day, And ever since I started out listening to like old school rappers like Notorious B.I.G., Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre, all them old school people. And to be honest, it was I got into music, and little by little I started making my own lyrics, I started recording and I started recording on my phone little by little. I went to my sister's house and recorded at her husband's studio. And it was just something different, And I could say, if you like music for all you upcoming performers, upcoming rappers, people that like to make music, doesn't matter what kind, country, Spanish, hip hop, rap, R&B, whatever you like. No, go for it. Follow your dream. I'm not saying this is one of my dreams, but I like to sing a lot. I sing a lot in the shower. I'm not gonna deny it. But I like to sing. I like to go through it. And today I'll probably give you guys a little performance so you guys can see what I mean. And hope you guys like it.
Yeah, go for it. We want you to do a little performance for us.
All right, hopefully you guys are ready. Hopefully it comes out and doesn't burn out. But here we go. Let me see. Let me start this track. Let me start the track all over again. Let me see. All right, here we go. Let me get my lights, because if I don't do it without my lights, it looks weird. We're gonna make a scene. We're in the studio right now. We're going to doing this live. Here we go. Oh, my bad. I got the wrong track. I got the wrong track.
That's okay.
I
Take your
mean,
time. I just shared it to my personal page as well, so.
let me see. Here we go. Here we go. See if we can get this. Hopefully, you guys, everybody out there can hear it. We gonna turn this up. No matter what, no matter what, I raise my hands to the heaven, worship you with all I have, give you praise no matter what. No matter what, no matter what, I raise my hand to the heavens, worship you with all I have, give you praise no matter what. Keep the cash, keep the change, keep the girls, keep the fame. See, it's all gonna pay. So you're chasing in a vein. You don't really know though, so you're living your life yellow. You only live once. That's the motto for the solo. I'm living for the king, influenced by the three: Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Let me live, let me feed, let me cause you to think. Never think that the seed. What caused you to think? The whole thing you see, you better stand behind me. Christ beside me. My life is his. I'm fighting. Take the message, count the blessings. Christ is life. Take the blessing. I'm never going back. What's the price to lose your soul? What's the point of life if you're living it alone? Living up to God, that is not the path I chose. I'm living for the King, but my heart is a stone no matter what. No matter what, I raise my hand to the heaven, worship you with all I have, giving praise no matter what. matter what, no matter what, I'll raise my hand to the hammer, worship you with all I have, giving praise, oh, let's get it, let's go. I'm suited up, I'm booted up, I'm ready for war. Got my chains around my neck, a shield and a sword. There's an army on my back, I'm a soldier for Christ. Yo, it's life is going fast, so I gotta live right. I have been through ups and I've been through downs, and I see no smiles and I see no frowns until I'm striving for the crown. Can't nobody take me down, everything I'm doing is for the Lord, cause you know nobody taking my force. I've been present looking for answers, and the only one is my Lord. I'm a lifted for the daily battle, I'm a loaded up. No position is the key, no position giving up. He died on the cross and he rose on the third, a tribe of the world, the best in turn. Make disciples of the nation, teach them to obey his word. So death is death of me, for God the prophet, not the sons. Some devil's recipes, Christ got to get his only son. No, by the way, I'm going, my veins to keep it going. My life's a different story, spread love to the ones that worry. Amen, amen. Oh, my bad. You know, that was one of the, well, that was one of the first songs I ever made when I first started, when I first became Christian. It's called No Matter What, because to be honest, it doesn't matter what you go through out there, Jesus always has your back, no matter what.
That's good. I like that. No matter what. So, hey, tell us a little bit about your, you know, a little bit about, you know, first of all, I like to ask a cheeky little question, and it's kind of silly, so I get a little silly sometimes if you follow me around.
Okay,
I'm
fine.
A little silly, but here is the question, and it is, would you rather have tacos or burgers?
It depends on the occasion. Okay, it depends. Usually on the occasion, it depends. But if anything, I'm not going to lie, I'll probably go for the tacos. Nobody can win tacos.
Yes! All right. So, what was your fondest memory of high school?
My funnest memory of high school? Oh, man, I have a lot. But the funnest? Prom was a...
Tell us a little bit about prom.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm gonna be honest with you.
We
were on the dance floor, we were all dancing, you know, everybody was having fun, you know, dancing, doing their own thing. Next thing you know, you see the only kid on the dance floor, and it had to be me, take out my phone with the flashlight and start, and they made it seem like I was recording them, and everybody was just screaming and hyping up, looking at my phone, thinking I was recording them, and it was just a flashlight. But it was fun. It was fun. I'm not going to lie. It was fun.
You did the disco light thing, right? Okay, cool. So tell us a little bit about, like, you know, tell us a little bit about what kind of little struggles here and there that you go through, you know, as a music artist. Like, how do you get, you know, gigs?
My first gig... To get gigs, I usually tell a lot of people that are Christian, you know, I usually hit up people that are Christians, pastors, people that are going, like, disciples, you know, or when I see an event, I have a lot of people on Facebook or on Instagram, so I see a lot of people post that they're going to have, like, a little, you know, a get-together, like a Christian get-together, so I'll let them know. If you guys need a performer, let anything know, let me know, and I give them a little bit of information about myself. I'm a rapper and where I'm from, but I travel, you know. The last time I traveled was to Guadalajara. That was the last time I traveled.
That's good.
So, you know, it's just, there's been struggles up and down, you know, through the process of making music. You know, it's not easy. It's hard because looking for lyrics, sometimes it hits me, sometimes it don't. Sometimes I have to be a certain place. Sometimes I'm in the car and I'm listening to a song and I listen to the beat at the same time.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the lyrics are coming up. So when the lyrics are coming to my head, I grab my phone. If I'm not driving at the moment, I grab my phone and I start typing as fast as I can. Sometimes some of the words look like I'm speaking gibberish sometimes, but I know what I wrote. So then I'll go back and revise and then I'll change the word or make it a little bit better. But it's not easy. It's not all the time easy. You know, every single rapper has their has her falls on the way because it's not easy looking for words, you know?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy that you just have that just comes through your head and you just start, you know, you kind of, it sounds like the rhythm comes first and then you got this flow that comes after that.
Yeah.
So do you practice like rhyming?
Words? A lot, actually a lot. I go out like a little kid with a nursery rhyme. So, but I mean, it's not hard. The rhyming part is not hard. What's hard is like getting it on beat and getting it on time. You have to time. I usually time myself. It takes me up to make a song, to do a song, like to make a whole song, It takes me up to like 2 to 3 days. But a lot of people make it tell me it's, that they tell me, oh man, that's fast. Because usually other artists take up to like a month, 2 months, you know. Yeah. And but for me, it takes up to 3 days. But it's not that hard, you know. Like I'm saying, there is a struggle, but it just depends. It's just depending how fast you are.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. And so, you know, where you grow up, you grew up in Brawley, right?
Well, actually, I grew up in El Centro. Well, it's close to Brawley. It was like 10 minutes away from where I live, where I grew up.
Yeah. Like, what's it like down there? Is it like, you know?
I'm going to be honest with all the people that are looking. I'm going to be honest with all the people that are looking at the live right now or who is listening to me, everybody. It's 120 right now, and it's barely 12 o'clock, and it's already 120 outside. I'm not going to lie. And that's why I'm inside a room with the fan on. I don't know if you guys see the fan in the background moving, but it's just hot. Like, I'm not going to lie. In the summertime, you don't want to come down here. And if you are, you better come in some shorts and some chanclas and a tank top because you're going to burn. You better bring some sunscreen.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds pretty heated up there. Okay, so what's the strangest thing you have in your refrigerator right now?
The strangest thing? Well, nothing in the fridge is strange. Everything that's in the fridge we eat.
Everything has a purpose, right?
Yeah, everything has a purpose. I don't think I'm going to have something in the fridge. Oh, you know what? No, I don't. I was going to say we do, but never mind.
Because you are married and she takes care of that, right?
You already know. She has to. She has no other option.
No.
No, actually, I'm not going to lie. We both do the shopping. I'll go or she'll go. It depends. It's just depending. Or sometimes we'll just go together.
Yeah. When I ask this to the single guys, they're like, one guy was like, butter. Maybe a beer. But somebody else was like, I think there's an old moldy something back there. But no, you know, I appreciate, you know, all my guests, they come on here and, you know, they share their, you know, their journey and what, you know, their talents and things like that. And will you share with us how people could find you, like, you know, your social media or whatever? Like,
yeah, of course. So my Facebook, well, it's easy. Everybody can look for it right away. I was going to say I'm going to put it in the link description, but there's no link description here. So on Facebook, it's Andrew Anthony Gonzalez, just like that. And you'll see a picture. My profile picture, I just recently changed it. It's a picture of me and my wife. I'm on the bottom. I'm pointing to my jersey. I'm holding my jersey up, and she's pointing to it. We have sunglasses on. And my Instagram, it's the same picture too. And my Instagram is KingLegacy_23. Yeah, and my Snapchat, I can't really give it to a lot of people because I don't really get on, so there's no point of giving it out. If you text me through that, I won't answer sometimes. A lot of people, right now, if I open my Snapchat, there's like probably I have like 200 and something messages I haven't opened from people. So like that can tell you right away that he doesn't get on Snapchat. It's rare when I'll pull up on my Snapchat. Twitter, I don't have Twitter. Tumblr, I don't have Tumblr. I have TikTok, but I don't really, I post, it's rare when I post on my TikTok.
So where's your
say it again.
Where's your favorite place to post at? Where do you
normally? Instagram. I post everything on Facebook. When it comes to pictures, my pictures get uploaded to my Facebook from Instagram to Facebook. But when it's a video, I just go straight to Facebook.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Anything else you want to share? You want to share anything more with the audience?
The only thing I can say and share with the audience is if you have a dream, and it's music, just follow it. The same way my parents told me, always follow your dreams, you know? Just follow it. If that's what you like, follow it, you know? Don't let nobody put you down. Don't let nobody doubt you, you know? People are always going to say what they want to say. This is the way I say it. Not in a mean way, but I'm like, people are going to run their mouth because they want to, you know? They don't know what you've been through. And, you know, just do you. Just do you. Don't let nobody come and tell you you can't, because they don't know what you've been through. Probably you'll make it. I know a lot of kids that people tell them, oh, you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. And next thing you know, I see them 2 or 3 years later. I graduated in 2016 from high school. Now I see them on stages, like real life stages, like with artists. And I'm like, and they got doubted by a lot of people.
Right. Yeah. So true. And so when you visit churches and you're going to go and you know, rap and minister, what is the you know, how do you like to help the pastor? Would you go on in the outreach with them?
Yeah, I usually do, like, before we get, when we get there, we usually do it's an outreach, but what do you call it? We pass out flyers to let people know, because usually we do it that same day. Like they'll do it a week before, but we'll pass out more flyers that same day, but early. Because usually the events don't start till like 5 or 6. So we'll go pass them all out. We'll pass them out. And then people do end up showing up. People end up coming. And, you know, and I do my thing. When he introduces me to the stage, it's, you know, and I start performing. Because a lot of people that go, when we do youth rally, usually it's more when it's a youth rally. Because when it's a youth rally, a lot of kids come, and they're usually, half of these kids that come, they're kids that came out, they're coming off of the street, that are from the street, gangbang, you know, do all that. So, and it hits them right away, because some of the beats that I use, they're old school beats. Some of the beats that I use are like from Dr. Dre, some of them are from Notorious B.I.G., some of them are from Eminem, and a lot of people, you know, listen to all that, you know. So
that's really good. That's really good. We used to have people come and visit our church from, you know, all over the place. And had a youth group back in England, and the kids loved it. They loved it. They would come from all over, hundreds of them. And we would have like hundreds of kids, and they would get saved. They would raise their hand to.
No, well, here too, a lot of times when I would finish performing, the pastor would go up, say a few words, and he'd be like, this be your chance, you know, this will be your moment to get saved.
Yeah.
You know, so, and a lot of people, I'm not saying all of them, but like half of the people that would go show up, they would get saved, you know, and it'd be a good, you know, usually God moves everywhere, whether it's with one person, two people, or it's a million, it usually goes through one person, you know, and one person will get saved.
Yeah, totally.
So
here's one thing that I want you to do. I want you to address someone out there that possibly is listening and they don't know how to find Jesus. Go ahead and share with them.
But I don't know if they're looking. It doesn't tell me if they're looking. It just is live. That's all it says. It says live. All right, well, if anybody out there is looking, it doesn't matter where you're from. You can be from Phoenix. Where are you from?
San Diego.
All right. So if you're from San Diego, any part of San Diego, it can be Alpine. Well, any part. I can't name them all right now. Not at the top of my head. But if you're anywhere from San Diego, Vegas, El Centro, here from Raleigh, where I live from, or you actually know me, you're looking at it, and you know me live, you know, I just want to let you know, that God always has your back. No matter what, God is always going to be with you, you know. And I'm gonna let you guys know to the church I go to. So one day you guys are in my hometown, or you guys are in San Diego. There, my church is everywhere. It's in San Diego, Vegas, Arizona, San Francisco, the Bay Area. It's everywhere. So the church I go to is New Destiny here in El Centro. The address is 202 Coley Road in El Centro. So if you guys like to go this upcoming Sunday, we're having this upcoming Sunday is Father's Day, and you know, and if you guys like to go for the preaching this Sunday, you know, we're going to have I don't know, we're having a special guest speaker. I don't know yet. I don't know if it's just going to be our pastor. We're having a special guest. But we are having a special guest. I'll let my friend know so she can post it on her page. But, you know, just want to let you guys know, if you guys would like to get saved, if you guys want to know more about God, you know, you guys can hit me up on my messenger. I'll pray for you guys. I'll do anything, you know, to get you closer to God. And if you guys want to hear more of my music, you guys can go to my page, hit me up, and I'll send you guys some of my links to my music. You know, you guys can listen to that, you know, while you drive to work or every time you're going through depression, anything, you know. Because God, to be honest, God is the only answer. There's no other person out there that can take anything away. Probably your mom or dad can't even take it away, you know. The devil's just out there trying to, like, attack anybody. He tries it with me every day, but the first thing I do when I get up is pray, and I know my day's going to go good. And if I see that's going bad, in that moment right there, I'll pray in my head. I won't pray out loud, but I'll pray in my head, and then everything goes back to normal.
Totally good. Amen. That's awesome. All right. Anything else you want to share before we start to end?
I don't know. I don't even know if you can give me permission. I'm just going to do it. Okay. Would you give me permission?
What is it? You going to do another rap?
Yeah, just one more.
Go for it.
Let me see. Hold on, my bad.
Go ahead, take your time.
All right, here we go. All right, this is the last performance I'm going to do before we go off of the live. This is going out to all those old school rappers, you know. If you guys know who A$AP Rocky is, Drake, or Kendrick Lamar, you guys are going to notice the beat right away. All right. If you don't know God, homie, that's your problem. If you laugh without Christ, homie, that's your problem. You don't know God, homie, that's your problem. And I'm going to let you guys know real quick. I'm going to give you guys a little bit of my testimony through the song. Here we go. My bus one line, I do it for his glory, how to do it for the shine. I'm just trying to let you know about my Savior Jesus Christ. If he open up your life, he'll open up your eyes. I ain't studio safe, it's a daily routine. If you down, I relay, check the resume, G. I used to walk blocks, I was roaming the streets with a bag full of herb and a pocket full of dreams. You want to throw stones at the way I've been living? Ain't that I'm proud, it's an album been forgiven. I can never forget what my Lord took me from. By his mercy and grace, he spared me the gun, so... Now that I'm saved, yeah, I'm not living the same. I'm living my day trying to make you understand that you have a second chance to be a part of God's plan. You don't know God, homie, that's your problem. If you laugh without Christ, homie, that's your problem. You don't know God, homie, that's your problem. If you laugh without Christ, homie, that's your problem. You don't know God, homie, that's your problem. If you laugh without Christ, here we go with second verse. Just sit back, relax, and check it, watch. You don't know Christ, homie, that's your problem. When I was in the streets, I had so many problems. I was falling too deep until I reached rock bottom. My life was about to gain the life. I was full of sin because I know it wasn't right. Right in the moment, I surrender in the altar to my Lord Jesus Christ. And he opened up my eyes and he came into my life. And I got to realize that the devil is nothing but a lie. John 10:10 says the devil is here to steal, kill, and to destroy. When I was just this little boy, I used to be this boy that would play with a lot of toys. Now that I'm older, I thank God for my salvation. He has brought me from the drugs and from temptation. There is a few words, so pay attention. I'm here to tell you about Jesus Christ. He is the message. You don't know God, homie, that's your problem. Live your life without Christ, homie, that's your problem. You don't know God, homie, that's your problem. Live your life without Christ, homie, that's your problem. You don't know God, homie, that's your problem. Live your life without Christ, homie, that's your problem. You feel like your life got so many problems. Give them all to the Lord, bitch. You can solve one. Let me tell you real quick, Jesus Christ was the one. Now I open up my eyes. Let me tell you real quick. Yeah, he's in my family, and now I'm bringing it all. So Jesus, let me tell you to the end. Okay, now you can applaud.
Awesome. That is awesome. We are all done. And you know what? I want to just kind of pray us out a little bit, and you know, just thank people for viewing in. And lots of people will be viewing in from YouTube and all over probably later on today. But Father, I just thank you, Lord. I pray, God, a blessing over Young Legacy, Lord, and his family and his wife and his children, Lord God. And I just pray, God, that you just continue to use him in your kingdom to win souls to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. You are awesome. Thank you.
You already know. You already know. Next time you interview me, it'll probably be about soccer. All right.
Later. And send my love to your wife and your children, okay?
I will. Thank you.
And peace out.
Bye.
Bye.